Hello.
Hi, is there Daniel Bell?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling you anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay, so far so good. What you got?
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in a November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Liberal Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Liberal Republican. So I would say not so strong.
Thank you. And what is your age?
69.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Well, I'm Scottish. I'm a white person.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in general speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So for Kamala Harris.
Oh, I'm going to vote for her. An 8?
No, it's a 1 of 100.
A 1 of 100?
100, yeah.
Katie?
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100, no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
0.
Thank you. J.D. Vance, 0 to 100, no opinion.
0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100, no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
50-50.
Okay, thank you. Lori Chavez Dreamer, 0 to 100, no opinion.
40. My wife just says, you got my wife and I, we both vote the same. 40%, 40.
Okay.
She's in Congress, but she's not stepping up with the solar issue at all.
Okay.
Okay, and for Democrats in Congress, 50-50 for no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Project 2025. 0 to 100. No opinion. Don't know.
We don't know what that is.
Okay. Thank you.
I hear a lot about it. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like a... You want to Google it real quick?
No, I'm not.
Let's just go neutral on that.
Okay. 50. Never...
Oh, we don't know. I don't know what project. I can Google it quick. My basic feeling is that it's not good.
Okay.
Building Conservative Party victory through policy presented against the fact. Hang on.
Sure.
Here's the deal.
It looks like it's sneaky.
Here's the deal. Say no.
Are you reading this?
Yes. I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not. Because we're trying to book a vacation. I'll just get it. So
80%.
80%?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Wait, Donald Trump. 0 to 100, no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
Zero. Voted for him last time, never again.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0, no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
50-50, 50%.
Okay, thank you. MAGA Republicans, 0 to 100, no opinion, don't know, never heard of.
You said who, what Republican, you said other Republicans?
MAGA, M-A-G-A Republicans.
Oh, 20%.
Okay, thank you. And Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. All right, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else, don't know, refuse.
Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Might not vote for either of them. Don't know.
Undecided, other, don't know?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean toward? Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Probably Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Dreamer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? No chance at all that you might support her?
80% chance.
So is there a fair chance? A small chance? Just a very
fair chance.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress? And is that
I don't know. I know you're kind of directing towards Chavez, and I don't know her personally. I don't know. I have not followed her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Right. So now I want to read you a statement that General Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against our own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people are strengthening mental health services. For a worried mother, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you've heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer? Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So the first statement is, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez DeRemer is standing with Trump, MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump
loses. Yeah, you're losing me. You're losing me. I can't comprehend really what you're saying. It's too wordy.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a call really to support Chavez DeRemer?
No, it's just an opinion survey to get your opinion on this.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion about her because I don't know. You read me the statement. It sounds like she's extremely liberal, and if she's extremely liberal, and she's turning people on the streets loose, and she didn't do anything about the riots in Portland. I'm against her.
Thank you so much for that. So I'm just going to read you the doubts. And you're just going to give me answers like if it's a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
Did you say the doubts, D-O-U-B-T-S? Did you say doubts?
Yes. I'm going to read you the doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. So
okay.
I'll be talking about Lori Chavez DeRemer, and please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
Good
morning. All right, so our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez DeRemer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez DeRemer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Is it a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Or you don't know?
Well, I would say a great deal that I wouldn't support her.
Okay. Thank you. Lori Chavez DeRemer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Is it a great deal? Quite a bit.
I don't support her if she's against free rights for women and abortion. You can figure that out. Women should choose.
Well, I would love to hear your opinion. So would that be a great deal? Quite a bit.
Okay,
just
so
or not at
okay.
all.
Okay. Read me the question. Read me the statement again.
Sure. Lori Chavez DeRemer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access
Got it. Okay, so what's my choices again?
Sure. Great deal. Quite a bit.
Yeah, the answers don't make sense to me. I don't support her if she's against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
About ready to hang up.
Well, we're at 65%. Just a couple more questions. So believe me, your thoughts and opinions are really important.
Okay.
So the same as we have, great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation.
Okay, so a lot of your questions are targeting Dreamer, okay? So I'm not interested in her. I don't know about her. I hear what you told me about her. Doesn't sound like she's a winner. So it almost sounds like this is a marketing thing against Dreamer and for somebody else. Is that correct?
No. This is just a opinion survey that we're conducting. So we just want to get your opinion.
Okay, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay, so serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy.
I'm against her. I'm against it. I'm against it.
Okay, so, and she hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Great deal. Quite a bit. Just some, not at all.
I'm against her.
Okay, so we not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. All right, Lori Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%. Making it hard for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigation that stopped human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes.
Yeah, I'm against her. I'm against her, I'm against her, I'm against her. Figure out how you want to answer that.
Okay, so not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Great, so we have some more statements. Chavez Dreamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they're attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing
and
the...
Not at all. That's another not at all, I believe.
Thank you. Chavez Dreamer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare.
That's another not at all.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Democrat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade. So high school graduate.
Yep.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single,
married,
separate?
Married. Married. Very, very married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age? Or?
No children.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Used to be. So no, that's a no.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for a Democrat, Joe Biden, or Republican, Donald Trump?
I vote for the jerk-off Trump.
Thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, and have yourself a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye.